The Parshas Truma, by the Siyas HaOven, it says, V'osu Oven, in the plural. And the Ramban comments, V'tochem Shiyimos, Shiyu Kol Yisrael Mishtatfim by Siyas HaOven, B'avor Shu Kodesh Mishkenei Elyon, that the Ramban says that maybe it's in the plural, because it implies and hints that all Kol Yisrael participate in making the oven. V'shiyisku kulam l'toran, and they should all merit to have a role in Torah. V'chein amru b'medrash rabba, and so the Ramban quotes the medrash. Mibnei ma b'chol hakelim k'siv v'asisa, u'b'oran k'siv v'asu. Why, by all the other klei hamishkan, it's in the singular v'asisa, but by the oran it says v'asu. Am Yehud b'b'shalom, am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yu'avo'u hakol v'yis'asku b'oran. Shiyisku l'tor, let everybody come and participate in the making of the oven, so that they should merit to Torah. V'ha'esek, and what is the involvement? Shiyisnadev kol echad kli zohov echad la'oven oyazol l'betzalel eiz ma'at, that they should all contribute some gold or give some help to betzalel in terms of the actual making of the oven. Or should they should have in mind? We'll come back to what the Ramban means by those that phrase. And the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ein Beis says, "Amar B'Yochanan, Shlosha Zerim Him." There are three crowns: Shel Mizbeach, Shel Oren, Shel Shulchan. So each one of these mikdash had a zer around it, a golden crown. Shel Mizbeach Socha Aaron V'Notlo. The one on the Mizbeach, the one who, that crown was given to Aaron. V'shel Shulchan, the one on the Shulchan, Zocha David V'notlo. That's for the king. V'shel Oren, Adain Munach, who Kol Avotze Likach Yavov Yikach. That's still open. Anybody who wants can take it. Shemetoma Pachosu, maybe you think that this crown is less significant than the other two. Tamaloma Kimalochi Milochu. And the Marsha explains that these three crowns are the ones that are mentioned, are referred to in the Mishnah in Avos, Gimel Ksorenhein, Kesa Kahuna, V'Kesa Malchus, U'Kesa Torah. And the Rambam also quotes this in Hilchos Tamei Torah, in Perek Gimel, Shlosha Ksorim Nichteru Yisrael, the Jewish people were crowned with three crowns, Kesa Torah, Kesa Kahuna, V'Kesa Malchus. I'll just read the wonderful language of the Ram. Kesa Kahuna, Zocha Bo Aaron, Shenema V'Haisalo Lazaro, Achrav, Bris Kahuna, Bris Kahunas Olam, Kesa Malchus, Zocha Bo David, Kesa Torah, Havei Munach, V'Omed, Umuchon L'chol Yisrael, Shenema Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Morosho Kihilas Yaakov, Kol Mi Sheyirtze Yovav Yitel, whoever wants can take the Kesa Torah. Shemetoma she'osam aksom gedol mikesa Torah, havei ha'oma bi melochim yimlochuv v'roznim yuchokoku tzedek bi sorim yashuvu. Ha'lamadata she'kesa Torah gadol mishalhem. So it seems that the reason by the oren, it's in the plural, it says for also, is because the kesa Torah belongs to all Yisrael. And whoever wants can be crowned with it. As opposed to the Kesa Kahuna, the Kesa Malchus, Kesa Kahuna is only for the Bnei Aaron, for the Kohanim. Kesa Malchus is only for the descendants of David. And therefore, the Kesa Torah, which is reflective of the Zer around the Oren, is Gedolu Mishlehem, as the Oren itself in the Klei HaMikdash was the holiest of the Klei HaMikdash. And just in terms of the last phrase, we said we'd get back to, what does the Ramban mean when he says that, what's the involvement in making the oven? So he says either you contribute some gold or you help Betzal in the actual construction. Oshichavnu l'dava. What is Ichavnu? Or you think about it, you have in mind. So it seems that according to Ramban, that you think about the Torah, And you think about the oven, that itself is significant. Because in order for Torah to flourish, be beyond those who are the Tomchei Torah, who support Torah and give money, and give of their money to support Torah, which is of course of very great importance. But a person's mindset and that he thinks about Torah and Talmid Chachamim, that itself is significant, because without it you can't create an environment in which Torah will survive and thrive and grow.